Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response, or ASMR, is a unique sensation some people have when they see, hear or feel certain triggers. These could be whispering or other sounds like fingernails tapping a hard surface, delicate hand movements, crunchy packaging or a light touch can also trigger the response. It's a kind of frisson. The term ASMR was coined by Jennifer Allen in 2010, who herself had experienced such sensations when watching videos of space. There are now millions of videos on YouTube created to try and get that feeling for someone who experiences ASMR. It's the third most popular search term on YouTube worldwide. Let's listen to some of the sounds that people like to tune into. Well, if you're into your ASMR, you'll get it. If you're not, you will really wonder what this is all about. Other ASMR videos are of people turning pages of books, chewing gum or peeling dried glue. Some people like to see an ASMR artist doing their makeup through the camera or brushing their hair, all trying to create the same response in viewers. Dr. Julia Peorio is an expert in the phenomenon. She and her team at the University of Essex in England have done groundbreaking research which revealed that ASMR can reduce one's heart rate. Julia, welcome to 9 to Noon. Thanks very much for being with us.
Hi, nice to be here. Thank you.
Do we know what ASMR is? Is there something actually happening in the brain and the body?
Yeah, so we know it's an emotional response that a lot of people say that they experience, but we haven't until recently had more objective evidence than just people saying that it's something that they have experience of, usually since childhood. And the study that we did, which got published in 2018, looked at the physiological, so the bodily responses of people who claim to experience ASMR. And what we found was that when people who experience ASMR watch ASMR videos, they show significant reductions in their heart rate. So this is consistent with this idea that ASMR is something that's relaxing. So lots of people use ASMR content to help themselves fall asleep, to reduce anxiety and to improve their well-being. So this is really the first evidence that we've got that supports these anecdotal claims.
So just someone brushing your hair through a camera or talking quietly or whispering, one can understand how that might be a calming experience, almost like how we calm infants in some ways. But what I'm really curious about is the sort of frisson that people describe experiencing, a braingasm, some call it. I'll leave you to work out what that's referring to, but an actual physiological response. And what do people describe experiencing?
Yeah, so the sensation of ASMR is it's not only very relaxing and calming, it's also almost a tactile sensation. So it begins as a sort of tingling or buzzing at the crown of the head that can spread down throughout the rest of the body. So it's a little bit like, as you say, frisson, which is commonly occurs when people listen to things like music, and they might get what we call piloerection, which is the standing up of hair, so your hair stand on end. And that can also happen in response to other kinds of emotional eliciting scenarios, such as awe or inspiration. So lots of people experience frisson when they hear something like maybe the Martin Luther King speech or something particularly inspiring. Nature also commonly triggers frisson. But what's interesting about ASMR is that it's not the same as these experiences. So it's not quite the same. It appears to be a distinct emotional response. That said, people who do experience things like music-induced chills and frisson also report experiencing ASMR. So these two experiences do seem to be correlated, at least, but they're different. And the main thing really that differentiates them subjectively, at least, is that ASMR is a very relaxing sensation, whereas frisson is typically quite activating. So it's quite an energizing experience, and we typically see increases in heart rate with frisson, whereas ASMR is associated with decreases in heart rate.
There's been a lot of skepticism about this physiological response as to whether it's a real physical phenomenon. Has anybody been able to establish or see it somewhere other than people's subjective descriptions?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, the research that we've done has looked at the physiology. There has also been some brain imaging work done. So this was a very preliminary study done on 10 people who experienced ASMR, and what they did was they compared periods where people were experiencing this tingling sensation to periods where they weren't, and they looked at different areas of brain activation. They saw different patterns of brain activation. So they saw increases in activation in areas associated with emotion and also affiliative, or what they grooming type behaviours. I would say that evidence is very preliminary, and we really need sample sizes that are a lot bigger than that to try and establish the neural basis of ASMR. It's certainly something that people do experience, and I think that a lot of people struggle to really believe that it's a genuine thing if they don't themselves experience it. And I think this is because quite often what we tend to do is generalise from our own experience. So we tend to think that, oh, if I don't experience something, nobody else does, or if I experience it, lots of other people do. So there are lots of other experiences which psychologists study that not everyone has. So things like sleep paralysis, for example, is a really terrifying experience that some people have. And we know that's true, even if it's not something that we experience ourselves, because we have evidence to back it up. And really, that's what we're trying to do with ASMR, is to look at the physiological, the neural, the emotional basis of these experiences that aren't universal, that not everybody experiences, and try and understand what they can tell us about things like emotional experience.
So how did you design your research?
So in our research, we actually took inspiration from research on music-induced chills. So as I said, this is a similar sort of experience. So what people typically do in music-induced chills research is they look at physiological responses, measuring things like heart rate, skin conductance response, temperature, breathing and respiration rate. And they ask people to self-select a music clip that gives them chills, basically. So we did a similar sort of thing where we brought people into the lab and we essentially hooked them up to machinery that measured their physiological responses. And we asked them to select a video that consistently induced their ASMR. We also showed them another video, and this was a video that all of our participants watched. This is what we called our standard ASMR video. And we looked at what was happening when they were watching these videos physiologically, but also we asked them, for their subjective reports. And we compared this to a group of age and gender match control subjects who don't experience ASMR. So we were able to compare physiological responses in these two groups of participants.
You mentioned that with the frisson, the heart rate tends to increase. And what was different with what you recorded here, or was the reverse?
Yeah. So what we find with ASMR is that if you're somebody that experiences ASMR, when you watch ASMR videos and you're experiencing that tingling sensation, you find overall reductions in heart rate. So on average, people with ASMR showed reductions in heart rate of 3.41 beats per minute. And that is comparable to other forms of relaxation or therapeutic interventions such as mindfulness and music-induced relaxation.
Were you able to control with people who don't experience the actual physical sensation but might just be calmed by sitting and watching someone, brushing someone's hair or quietly turning the pages of a book? Were you able to distinguish?
So what we found was that on average, our control subjects, so those people who don't experience ASMR, on average, they did find those ASMR videos relaxing, and they showed decreases in heart rate. The magnitude of that relaxation response just wasn't as strong, so it was significantly different in people with ASMR. And of course, they don't report the tingling sensations either. That said, people who don't experience ASMR, even though our sample on average experienced what you might call a relaxation response, there is a lot of individual variation around this. And actually, lots of people who don't experience ASMR might watch ASMR videos and have a quite an aversive reaction to these things. So there is something known as misophonia, which literally means hatred of sound. And it's a condition where people experience extreme aversion to lots of sounds which are also incidentally ASMR triggers. So things like gum chewing, which you mentioned, whispering, pen clicking is often a common thing. Breathing is also a very strong misophonic trigger. So it's possible that if you don't experience ASMR, you may not find these sort of sounds and sights relaxing, and that actually they might produce almost the opposite response in you. That's not something we found in our research, though.
It's really interesting, though, that in your research, people still might have calmed by watching the videos, but there was a demonstrable difference for those who experienced the physiological response. Does that lend weight to the argument that it is some kind of a physiological response?
Yeah, so by physiological, if you mean it's rooted in the body, all emotion is rooted in the body. So that's part of what defines an emotion. It's one of the components of emotional experience. When you're anxious, your heart beats fast, you get sweaty. So ASMR is no different in that sense, it's a complex emotional experience that's associated with changes in physiology as well as subjective experience.
Thank you, Julia. Interesting stuff. And it's incredible how this thing has taken off. As we said, a lot of people are into it. So clearly something's happening for them, but really interesting to see the beginning of research into the sensation. Thank you very, very much, Julia Piorio, who's with the University of Essex in England.